water washed and spirit born. Let's see if I can do this so I can see everything I need to see. As I think about baptism, I've often talked about Nathan's baptism in the small sanctuary that we were at in Huntsville, Alabama. But today's scriptures bring a bigger picture as we hear the people were coming in large numbers to the River Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist for a baptism of repentance. And it reminded me of a scene that I got witness to in Okinawa, Japan. We were at this Catholic retreat center on the China Sea. And when we arrived, there were all these cars out by the beach side, and we were wondering what was going on, because we had the center, so we didn't quite know what was happening. So one who could speak Japanese went down and asked, and we found out a community had come for baptism. So as we were preparing for our retreat to bring people closer to Christ, we watched people who had said yes to Christ going into the waters of the China Sea and being baptized. It was a moment when you could see God's movement in the midst of multiple races and multiple denominations, that God was working God's power. And the Holy Spirit so present there and so present that particular weekend that we had the retreat. Because for those of us serving, we had that image that carried us through. But also, there's another image that comes to mind, and I don't know if any of you have seen the movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? But where these lawbreakers, these criminals, these crooks, are escaping from the law. They've escaped from prison, and they're sitting, and suddenly they hear the Down to the River to Pray song, and they see all these people moving down to the river. And we see two of them get baptized and understand that they have been washed clean of their sins. Now, there is a conversation about consequences on earthly side to the sins that they had committed, but they understood that they had been washed clean in their relationship to God. And we see them trying to work through their repentance throughout the rest of the movie. But this morning, as we move into these scriptures and we think about baptisms and we think about remembering our own baptism, if we can remember it, or we remember our parents telling us about our baptism as children, I want us to remember that we are water washed and spirit born. If we look first at Mark's gospel and we see Mark's clear, concise words that create huge pictures. John, who was in the wilderness and dressed kind of odd with camel's hair and a leather belt. If you've seen him enacted in churches, he always looks kind of like disheveled, like he's been not washing for months or weeks. And he eats locusts and wild honey. I'm going to take a little bit of detour right here, because at Union Chapel, Robert McGee talked about doing some research on eating locusts and wild honey. And he said, you know, I found out what locusts taste like. Now, he didn't eat them, so he just read it, that they taste like chicken wings. And he said, chicken wings go really good with honey. So he had a very discerning palate. And I hadn't ever thought of locusts and honey as a discerning palate. But, you know, Mark creates this image of this man who looks a little bit out of sync with his culture, yet people are coming in droves to be baptized a baptism of repentance. But John the Baptist is clear that his baptism isn't the final word, that there's going to be another baptism, a baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then Mark quickly moves into Jesus coming into the waters. And as he rises up out of the waters, did you hear what I said? Let me get there. It says, the heavens were torn apart. The heavens were torn apart. So it wasn't this kind of gentle moving of the clouds so that the rays of sunshine and the dove could slowly descend. This was, the heavens were torn apart and the dove descended and God's voice spoke. the Holy Spirit descended, and God's voice spoke, "This is my beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Think about that. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, there in that moment. And he didn't say, "This is my son." He says, "You are my son, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." This was a conversation between God and God's son, and named beloved. But I want us to stop for a moment and think about those heavens torn apart. The barrier between God and the world was torn asunder. That God entered into the world through the womb of Mary, but God's Spirit entered into the world through the Holy Spirit. There was no longer a barrier between God and the world. And I thought about that. Where was the other place that things got torn asunder? And if we went further into Jesus' story, when he dies on the cross, we hear that the temple curtain is torn. The temple curtain is torn, which means that the barrier between the people and God has been torn asunder. So from God opening that journey for us to him immediately through Jesus ends up being the thing that is also what removes the barrier that keeps us from going directly to God. You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased. So then, what about us who are baptized into the family of God? We're baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Is it a baptism of repentance? Or is it something more? And that's what the Acts passage tells us. It is something more. Repentance is a necessary step, because before we start a relationship with God, we have to be able to say, "I want a relationship with God. I don't want this life I'm leading. I don't want to be this sinful person. I want to be in a right relationship with God and a right relationship with the world." So we have to turn from our worldly desires and turn towards the will of God. We can no longer be the one who has the will in the relationship. It is God's will. So we do have to repent. But then, what's this Holy Spirit thing? Well, when the Holy Spirit descends upon us, as it descended upon Jesus, as it descended upon those 12, and the 12 during Pentecost, we now have the Spirit within us. We are not just brothers and sisters in Christ. We are connected in the world through the power of the Holy Spirit. We are one body in Christ. So what does that mean? Does that mean that just we live a life that shows that we have repented of our sins? Or is there something more? If we are siblings with Jesus, there is something more, because Jesus commanded his disciples, commanded us to do certain things, to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, to love our neighbor, and to love ourselves, to love our enemy, to love one another. We have been called as a people of God, as brothers and sisters in Christ, to see one another, to see even the stranger in our midst, to see our enemy, to see our neighbor as beloved by God. That's probably the hardest thing that we can do right now. And it's probably the hardest thing we can do right now, because right now we want to be angry with our neighbors. We want to be angry with our enemies. But that's one of the things we have to give to God, is that anger. And I know that sometimes we can't take it away, so we have to ask God through the power of the Holy Spirit to remove it from us. Oh, how deep your holy wisdom, unimagined all your ways. With our lives, we worship praise. With our lives, we worship praise. I don't know about you, but I have seen that Christians almost become a bad name. We can't have that. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. All our words mean something. All our actions mean something. All our lives mean something to God and God's kingdom. God, renew us. Guide our footsteps, free from sin and all its snares. One with Christ in living, dying, by your Spirit, children, heirs. For such a time as this, we are called to be followers of Jesus Christ. And may we be the instruments through which God can bring healing, peace, love, and hope for the world that God is already bringing into fruition. When Jesus came as a baby, when it was announced that his time had come to save his people, God's reign was already beginning. Christ's reign and kingdom was already present. But it's not complete. And we cannot give up hope. And we cannot stop loving. If we were going to renew our baptism this morning, if you have water anywhere this day, touch it and remember your baptism and be thankful. Yes, our repentance brings our relationship with God and Jesus Christ in the right relationship. But God calls us to have a right relationship with the world. May the world see us and see Christ within us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.